You're listening to SBS News.
The day started out hopeful, confident even, with polls and even betting agencies backing Labour to win. But as the night drew on, it became more and more obvious that the pollsters were wrong. Speaking on Channel 9, former Foreign Minister Judy Bishop said the accuracy of the polls has been seen to be drifting in recent years.
Across the world, opinion polls have been consistently wrong. Perhaps I could say consistently supporting the left agenda, in the case of Donald Trump, most certainly. But perhaps people aren't saying to pollsters how they're actually going to vote.
Queensland proved to be Labour's biggest problem, with seat after seat that was expected to remain or to turn to Labour failing to deliver. Tanya Plibersek said some of the blame for that could be laid at the door of smaller independent parties like One Nation.
Well, I think we can say that we didn't do as well as we had hoped, particularly in places like Queensland. You've got to say that the strong One Nation and Palmer Party preference flows to the LNP in Queensland have certainly helped them there. So, you know, I can imagine the kind of chaotic collection on that debt that'll happen in the future.
It wasn't all plain sailing for Liberal MPs, with former leader Tony Abbott failing to keep his seat against independent candidate Zali Steggall. One of the Liberal MPs who did manage to retain his job after a hard-fought fight in the Queensland seat of Dixon was Peter Dutton. Mr Dutton's roles of Immigration and Home Affairs Minister made him a major target for opposition groups. In the end, he prevailed against Labour's candidate, Ali France.
I want to quote a former Prime Minister. His name was Paul Keating, and the quote was, "This is the sweetest victory of all."
Mr Dutton, whose failed bid to become Prime Minister toppled Malcolm Turnbull, went on to praise Prime Minister Scott Morrison, against whom he unsuccessfully stood after the leadership spill.
There is an amazing mood across Queensland and across the country in support of the Prime Minister, and I want to pay tribute to Scott Morrison tonight for his leadership. I think he's provided amazing leadership. He's distilled our message down to one which the Australian people understand. He's been able to campaign in marginal seats. He's been able to put pressure on Bill Shorten, which is what Bill Shorten deserved.
And as for Mr Shorten himself, he admitted defeat just after 11:30 on election night and announced that he would step down as Labour leader. Mr Shorten says his party is hurting, but that they will learn the lessons such a defeat brings.
Today is a hard day for tens of thousands of Labour supporters, members, rank and file, for millions of Australians who were hoping for a Labor government. There's lots of lessons for Labor to learn from yesterday's result, and I know that my party will.
Labor Party frontbencher Anthony Albanese has publicly announced that he will run for the federal Labor Party leadership. Mr Albanese says party leader is not a role that comes naturally to him, but he feels he has a responsibility to run for the job for the greater good.
I believe I have a responsibility to put myself forward, because I believe I'm the best person to lead Labor back into government. We've lost three elections in a row. That has an impact on those Australians who rely upon us. And I believe, therefore, that I've got a responsibility to put myself forward.
Another front runner for the leadership would be current Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek. Under Labour Party rules, the leader will be chosen by a vote of both parliamentarians and paying party members, with each group's vote worth 50% of the final result. And as for the returning victorious Prime Minister Scott Morrison, he's been thanking those in his own electorate after managing one of the most surprising federal election wins in Australian history. Mr Morrison says his triumph wouldn't have been possible without the people in his electorate of Cook in southern Sydney, for whom he's been the member since 2007.
You don't get to be a Prime Minister and serve in that capacity unless you're first a member for your local electorate. And I want to thank everybody here in my local electorate, my local team, and everyone who's done such a fantastic job.
Mr Morrison must now choose his new cabinet, which will include Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. But Mr Morrison must find, at the very least, a new Minister for Women, a new Minister for Industrial Relations, a new Indigenous Affairs Minister, and a new Human Services Minister. The Coalition is assured of having at least seven new female MPs in its ranks. He's now in the enviable position of being the leader of a party with a mandate to do whatever he likes. The next few weeks will reveal those plans. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.